Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, fam. If you haven't done so yet, please leave a review on the show. You already know I appreciate the love and support. Head over to theaboutalife.com, grab some merch, grab some t-shirts, grab some All Moves shirts, grab some mugs. Do what it is you got to do to represent the winning team. And with that being said, fam, we just officially crossed the six-year mark. Like I said in the last episode, March 6, 2024, we just passed 6 years of the All Moves Podcast. I remember the first day, March 6, 2018. I just wanted change, y'all. I just really wanted to share what has gotten me up to that point. What was I, 26 years old, I believe? You know, just with one goal in mind, right? To awaken the minds of many. How old am I? I'm 32 now, so yeah. Yeah, so I remember I got excited. I said, man, we're gonna change people's lives. Because from that point, I've done so much work on myself. I've gotten so much results up to that point that those times, the research, In 2018, the research I've done in 2019, the research I've done in 2020, all the way up until this point, my life has continued to climb to become more successful. More money has been made. More opportunities has opened up, right? More people from across the world are discovering, you know, who I am in this message and what I'm putting out. And we're just getting started because I am a lifer. I am a lifer in this game, fam. I'm committed to myself. I'm committed to my goals. I'm committed to where I'm going. So growth is forever for me. So if growth is forever and I'm doing this for a long time and I'm studying and observing and adapting and changing, as times continue to change, I start to see, you know, I lived in the inner city. I lived in the woods. I live in a, you know, by the beach. Does that change the content? Does that change where I'm at? Does that change my perspective? Right? If you look around, you live in the mountains. What is that philosophy like? If you get sun every day, what's that philosophy like? If it's snowing all the time, what's that philosophy like? People don't understand my levels of curiosity, what I'm willing to do to see, right? What I'm willing to do to see. And that's something that you have to ask yourself, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to do just to see? Just to see the truth. Are you willing to allow things to play out long enough? Do you have the patience to be able to observe without reacting, but observe and study and just watch, right? Can you see a lie play out without you interrupting the process of the lie? Can you see the truth play out without reacting to the facts in a way where you're looking at it and saying, damn, this is what I'm getting hit with. Damn. This is what is. Right? You get my point? Do you understand what I'm saying when I say allowing the lie to play out? Someone around you is lying to you dead in your face and you see this clearly and you just allow that to play out just to see where, just to see what that is, are you willing to do that? Or do you take it personal? Or do you react? Or do you, that's what I mean. When I mean, do you see, do you allow the truth to play out? Meaning what is to play out without a reaction, but just to observe. This is what we're talking about, fam. This is the levels that I'm willing to go. I'm willing to change environments. I'm willing to change circles. I'm willing to change and adapt and adjust with the times just to observe, just to see. Just to see, just to see. And that's what happened in the last 6 years of this show, where as I continue to grow, as I continue to take this mentality and this philosophy, this mindset, and put it into many different fields, many different worlds, and come out successful, come out understanding a lot more than the average person, beyond the average person, right? Because most people are just surface level thinkers, which leads to the topic of this show. So that was a little introduction and a little shout out to the 6 years of the pod. Every year gets better. Every year we reach more and more people. Every year as we continue to grow, the audience either grows with us or grows in a separate direction. And that's okay, right? Because not everybody's meant to go with you. There's a level. There's a lifestyle in every level, fam. There's a lifestyle and a perspective and a community and a person for you and an environment and a home and the kind of foods you're interested in. In every single level, fam, there's a lifestyle, right? So as you continue to climb, let's say you was in level one, it's different. The views are different in level two. The people are different in level two. And those from level one who stay in level one don't want to vibe with those who have moved on to level two. You know, then there's those who see you go to level two and they're like, you know what? I want to do that. I'm inspired to get to level two. Bring me up there with you. And as you continue to grow, that person's right behind you, just growing with you. Give me the gems so I can get to the same level, so I can get to your position faster than you did. That's the purpose of a coach. That's the purpose of, you know, reading these books and listening to the podcast and listening to this information so we can bring you up to the level, up to that point, so you can have the information and bring you up to that and say, hey, look, you don't have to go through all this that I've went through. Here's a shortcut that I've learned that's still valuable, right? You get straight into the meat instead of getting lost with all the extra fat and all the parts of the steak that don't matter. Here's what we do. Here's the straight to it so you can get value, instant value. Not cutting corners as here's the easy way. No, here's the important way. Here's the valuable way. Here's the straight what's going to get you to that next level, right? You don't have to look for the door. Here's the door. Knock on it. And it takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of curiosity, interest, right? Wanting to grow, valuing growth as a way of life. So let's talk about, for a second, a conditioned mind. A mind that's conditioned. Mind that is, that has been born into a certain environment, has been told what's good, bad, right, or wrong, has says this is great, this is bad, this is good, this is wrong, this is your fears, this is what we feared, this is our resources, this is the conditioned mind. Now that conditioned mind lives a lifestyle, starts getting results, right? They're living the results of their philosophy. They're living the results of their habits. They're living the results of their perspective. They're living the results of the decisions they have made. And then you decide whether or not that result was good, bad, right, or wrong. You look at your life and say, man, what is going on? You either look at this position and say, wow, I'm loving this. I'm loving what I'm experiencing right now. Or you're looking at this and being like, yo, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Right? Then you start making the changes. start the process of change. You pick up that first book, right? You buy that first journal. You do all the things. You sign up to that gym membership. You sign up to that dojo. You start boxing. You start doing jiu-jitsu. You start doing martial arts. You start cutting people off and say, I don't want to talk to these people anymore. I'm on this path, right? And that's what you start focusing on. You're on the path. You start making important decisions, right? You start changing those habits. You start changing that perspective. Now, during this process, fam, here's the thing. Is there's a lot of people that listen to this type of information, read books, listen to podcasts and all these things, and listen to the words, right? But it's very surface level. And they believe that this is a surface level thing. That because I signed up to a gym, a dojo, and because I'm listening to the podcast, because I'm aware of certain information, there needs to be a full embodiment and acceptance of the information, right? It's not just doing the activity and then saying, wow, I've transformed. No, you've made changes, but you have not transformed because you have not allowed yourself to transform. You know, a lot of people using the level one and level two, like I was saying earlier, right? Level one, at level one, there's a certain lifestyle, there's certain things that are attached to you at level one because you have this, and wait, as you transition, right? As you transition to level two, you're going to have to put an end to certain things that keep you attached to level one. And that's something that most people don't want to do. So they stay at level one and look to be at the top of level one. Oh, yeah, but I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And I'm very surface level. Because transformation, meaning going to level two, requires mutation. It requires an end. It requires a change in a core value. A change, fam, in a habit. A change in a perspective. This is not just what's most convenient. You know, okay, this worked for me at level two. Okay, now but this part of me is still at level one because I have to make, you know, I got to play it safe here. No, no, no. Are you committed to the process of transformation? Going beyond the surface level, going beyond what you were able to create at level one. Or remember, you started this with a conditioned mind. Remember, you got results. You're getting results, or you have gotten results that you don't want. Now you're saying you're on the path, but the path is a religious choice. It's a foundational choice. It's not just a surface level curiosity. This is why you see an ocean of human beings who all have read the same book, yet many people are living multiple different lives. It didn't hit. It didn't impact them the same way it may have impacted you. Everybody consuming the same content. Everybody curious about the same information. Everybody's going out there looking, okay, what can I learn? You know, how to make money here, how to make money there. Oh, what's the right way to be in relationships? Masculinity. Oh, femininity. Oh, this is how I should be. Oh, over here, you look at this is the great way to work out. CrossFit is it. No, bodybuilding is it. No, do jiu-jitsu. No, do boxing. No, do kickboxing, no, do Muay Thai, no, do karate. So many different things. Follow the Christians, follow the Muslims, and no, the universe, because that's not real. The universe is it. No, be an atheist. No, be, you know, astrology, numerology, you know, being a freaking asparagus. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm an Aquarius, you're the asparagus. Oh, man. All of these different things. pulling you so many different directions, telling you what's good, bad, right, or wrong. And then so many people observe all of this information that's out there, all of it. And then we are living the results that we're all getting the results that we're getting, right? So are you just curious? Are you just in search of entertainment? Are you in search for something to fill up the dead mind, a mind that is asleep, a mind that's not awake, a mind that's just aimlessly consuming just to consume, right? It's dead. It just wants to feel, just wants to be stimulated for the next 30 minutes to an hour and then jump on to something else without any quality control, without any real frame, because you're not sold. You're not sold on the philosophy. You're not sold on a perspective. You have not committed core-wise, have not committed to changing the core of who you are. Because that's true transformation. That's true personal development. That's true change, leveling up, right? So if you look at it, this is not about changing the mask. This is not an act, right? This is not just, you know, talking positive because it's convenient or to look cool or, you know, being delusional, you know, the delusional positivity where it's like, yeah, I'm on my stuff, I'm on my path. And then the moment something happens to you, you don't know how to react and respond correctly. You're not competent. You're not patient, right? You're not observant. You're not looking at things in the most honorable way. You're looking at things in this, in the real way, right? And you're in the way that you actually are. See, the mask can go but so far, right? You can put a mask in everybody's face and people will buy into it. But when things happen, when it's time to actually transform or when there's real adversity, changing those core values, you respond based on those core values. You respond based on the actual growth. At one moment, you would act a certain way. And then when you say, no, I'm committing to change, I'm going to be more competent. I am competence. I am patience. I am observant. I am mentally strong, physically strong, right? Which means we're not talking about being robotic. We're not saying not having emotions. We're just talking about the moment something happens, you're above it. You're above it. You know, you're above it all. You're looking at it and say, okay, let me breathe. Let me look at things. Let me acknowledge the truth. Let me observe the truth. Let me look at this in a real way, and not in a way where I'm looking to complain, not in a way where I'm looking to play the victim, not in a way where I'm like panicking. No, this is something where it's deep inside, deep, deep, deep. You've allowed yourself to get deep and to be honest with yourself and get uncomfortable with yourself. You've allowed yourself to listen to this podcast so you can see yourself, not put the headphones or the speakers to the mask, to the act, to the surface level version of you. That's not who we want to talk to right now. We want to slice through that. We want to be slicey through all of that. Slice through all of that and get to the core and say, hey, at one point you were panic. Now you're calm. Ooh, you changed in a way where you know that you're above it all, right? You're sold on the philosophy. You're sold on the frame. You're sold on this where you embody this. You become this. You move like this. And then you accept the consequences of this, of those choices, right? So all of this while adapting and adjusting and keeping the mission in mind, right? Think about it. In your transition to the next level, in the process of change and growth and putting an end to the old and committing to the new, and that's never ending. That's always to a certain point, right? Because everything that works from point A to point B may not work from point B to point C. Just understand, every time you reach a new level, you're always back at zero. You're always back at zero. You always get back to zero. You go to level 2, you're back at 0. You go to level 3, you're back at 0. You go level 4, you're back at 0. You go level 5, however levels, much levels they are, you're always back at 0 because now you take everything you learned from all these levels and now you bring it into the new, right? And you see what's here. You see what's available. You're getting deeper and deeper, unlocking the nuances of the core values that you have. You start to see, again, like I said, are you willing to see what is, play out? Are you willing to observe lies and see it so you can understand it, right? Instead of ruining the process, you're just watching it and observing it. Like, oh, wow, look at this play out. This is real. This human being's looking at me dead in the face. And understanding why that is. And that's when empathy comes in. See, being truly empathetic, you start to understand people. Not that you necessarily agree, right? So we're not saying that you agree with this stuff. We're not saying that you agree how the way people are acting. And no, but you're understanding. You get it. And then that's when you pivot. That's when you make your adjustment. Once you finally see it play, that's when you say, oh, you know what? This ain't it. You know, let me adapt and adjust. It's all good, right? But you're watching things just play out. The most wise just observes without judgment, man. Without judgment. Without judgment. That's the most difficult. So think about in the process of getting to the core, right? You're hitting the gym and you're eating right and you're doing everything you can. And it's every single moment. It's not just those moments, those small moments where you're journaling and small moments of doing breath work and small moments of consuming some valuable stuff. But it's the embodiment of the philosophy, the commitment to the philosophy, to the core value, to yourself, the love for yourself during this process that you're developing this solid love and respect for you, right? And you say, okay, let me consciously, daily remind myself that I must commit moment to moment to this process of growth, to this process of change. And all of this is happening while the bills must be paid. All of this is happening while there's health problems that come up based on the decisions, the poor decisions you have made in the past. Then there's memories of the past. Then there's things in the present that are missing that you wish you had. And you start to look back and say, damn, if I was as aware that I was now back then, things would be different. But this is not the right mindset to have, fam. This is all distractions. This is all pulling you away. Then you got the news and the media telling you this is what's happening, putting fear into your mind, putting fear into your heart. Then you have the new platforms and the algorithm changes that come up. Instagram comes out, Twitter comes out, with this new platform, not even Twitter, X comes out, and then this new other platform, AI, is starting to take over, and now a lot of your jobs will be, you know, replaced, and you have to find new ways to provide value. All of this is happening, all while you're committed to the process of growth, and it's all part of it. It's all part of it. It's all testing you. All of this is one big whole. This is one big old game where everything that changes around you, you must observe it all. But you must get out of your own head, right? You must get to a place where, again, if you're still committed to the things at level one and you're not allowing yourself to grow, you can't see the things that are happening around you. You can't see what is. You can't see the truth. You can't see, you know, the multiple things that are pulling you in so many different directions. You can't see the distractions. You just get consumed by the distractions. You get lost by the distractions, right? All of this is pulling you. All of it. All of it. That best friend who is, you know, as you continue to grow, that best friend is low-key getting jealous, getting envious, is low-key, like, you know, wishing and wishing that it doesn't go your way and trying to manipulate the situation. That's what you know what I'm saying? That's what people around you may be doing. Or you in a relationship and then that girl just walks away. That guy just says, this ain't it. He just walks away while you're in the process of this growth. What do, fam? All of this is happening. There's debt. There's rent. There's backstabbing. There's manipulation by people around you in the media. There's people who don't actually want to see you win. There's actual people that the moment that you start to win, fam, they're secretly getting jealous. They're secretly being envious. They're secretly like, yo, this ain't it. So all of this is happening while you said, yeah, I'm committed to this philosophy. I'm committed to changing my core values. I'm committed to go beyond the surface. This is why you must go beyond the surface and not just see things as a form of entertainment, but actually see things in a way where you are committed, yo. You're committed. You're committed because all of this is happening. Those health problems are coming up. Then there's people around you where, you know, family members are passing away. Family members are passing away. What do you do? How do you keep, how do you see all of this that's outside of you that's happening? How do you see that as an opportunity to practice your philosophy, to practice, to get deeper within the core value, to rack up wins and more stories to why this is the path that, to go down, right? You can't just listen to all this type of information and half-ass at the gym and half-ass read a book and half-ass do all these things. And then when there's situations that pop up, you throw it all out the window. It's like, then what's the purpose? The illusion of you says you're at level 3. In actuality, you're at level 1. Because you're not actually doing it. You're not actually practicing it. You're not actually embodying it. You're not actually sold on it, right? So this is something that is very important to keep in mind, fam. You got to get out of your own head. You got to get out of your own head. Start looking at things from a clear perspective. And that's the whole purpose of this, to see yourself and start addressing those problems so you can start creating momentum in your life. You move with maximum momentum. You move with a definite of purpose. You move with intention. You move with laser-eyed focus. And in that process, success is fun. Success is fun, fam. I promise you that. And I constantly have to say that because people think that this is just a boring path. Just make sure that you don't drink, don't smoke, don't have sex ever in your life. Don't ever break the rules. Make sure you show up on time, pay your taxes, and make sure that you are eating clean food. You definitely never want to have a cheeseburger. No, fam, we understand that cheeseburgers taste good. We understand that sometimes you want to have a tasty ice cream bar. We understand, yes, we understand that you're going to watch a good movie. But we're talking about overall intention. We're talking about overall moving with this mentality of loving the lifestyle you create because of the philosophy, the frame, the religion you are sold on. And what I mean by this is the overall thing that you're embodying. You've allowed it to go beyond the surface. So now when you're around family, when you're around friends, you're above it all, fam. You see it, okay, how can I make this enjoyable for them? How can I give them my energy, give them, show them my growth and see if they're interested in coming up with me? And they're not interested in coming up with me. Let me plant a little bit of seeds because maybe one day they'll see the value in this one conversation. Boom, that was fun. Wow. Success, making more money. Man, I had my biggest month this month financially. Wow, that's fun. Oh, wow, that's really cool. How do we make that happen? You know, we came up with this marketing idea. We had this mindset, woo! And we had this mentality, this idea, this work ethic, this plan, executed, boom! Came out successful. Woo-hoo, this is fun. Wow, this is great. Damn, look at my body in the mirror. My body is looking nice. Best shape of my life because I'm hitting the gym twice a day. Oh, I just joined this new dojo. And ooh, look at this body's looking fresh. Damn, look at these new clothes that's fitting my growth. Look at these new clothes that I just bought. How fresh I look. How sexy I look. Look at the swag. Look at the jewelry. Look at that, fam. Making it fun along the way. You're not using that. I gotta buy this jewelry because it makes me feel. No, we're not talking about that. What we're talking about is doing all of these things, enjoying the fruits of your labor, enjoying the fruits of your philosophy. Enjoying the ups and the downs and the changes and the adjustments. But it's those core values, fam. Those core values that you hold on to and then you see the success of it. This is what I talked about. 6 years of growth of this podcast. 14 years of studying myself. And every year, I am the result of all of those years combined. Taking everything I learned in each and every single level. Bringing it to the next one and the next one and going deeper and deeper and deeper and then seeing it all and having fun with it all, seeing the clarity, the awareness, the smile that's on my face, gratitude becomes something that you value so much, empathy. All of this, fam, is available to you. All of this, fam, is available to you. You just need to commit and decide that you're going to go all in this entire process. And go way beyond the surface level. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. I truly, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast. There's so many shows out there. There's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to the show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day or go to sleep or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.